So at this point, we do need to move forward and provide direction to Director Van Meter, and is the way I understand it. Any questions, concerns, or comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion. Motion made by Commissioner Bies. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That too is approved. And with that, I'd like to move directly on to item number 22. This is an informational item, but it does fall a little bit in line with what we're talking about, as the commission will be deciding this next month. So, Sean, if you'd like to go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We do have another update on a different concession operation discussion. It's another follow-up from the report provided to you at May regarding the Custer State Park concession lease extension opportunity. To provide you an update, we have engaged CHM Government Services, which is a firm based out of Massachusetts, to assist us in evaluating this lease extension scenario. CHM has an extensive history of consultation with many federal and state park and land management agencies in the realm, and specializing in the public and private partnerships in terms of third-party commercial visitor services within publicly managed lands across the country. They've assisted us in the past on a number of projects, including the previous extension that was issued for Custer State Park Resorts. They assisted us in the effort to extend and evaluate the investment brought forth by Lewis and Clark Marina a number of years ago, which led to that complete renovation of that marina, as well as an extension of that lease. They also in the past have provided us with a comprehensive analysis of our statewide concession portfolio. They looked at each operation individually and assessed its feasibility and their health as standalone operations. So we have an extensive history with them in our concessions portfolio in the past. We look at CHM as the leading firm in the country to assist us in this effort. And we feel it's appropriate to engage them to evaluate this in terms of the scope of the investment that is proposed and the term that might come of it, or given the level of investment dollars that might be involved. So they are going to provide us services to determine what an appropriate lease extension scenario would look like based on those investment levels, as well as perhaps take a look at any modified fee structures that might come into play as we navigate this. What they come up with is what we intend to use as a basis for discussions with the current resort company out at Custer to hopefully reach an agreement with them. Our goal is to present the commission at the July meeting with an extension agreement for this concession lease. So we will start the evaluation and actual discussions on this effort with the goal of being back in July for something for your approval. So that's where we're at today. And with that, I would open it up to any questions or comments that you might have.
Any questions, comments for Sean? Seeing none, thank you for the information. I know CHM and the department will work with the concessionaire, and we'll wait to see what comes before us in July.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Commissioners.